Let's go to London, shall we? Time for your Olympic spoiler alert for the Summer Games. Joining us live, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman in jolly London town, where history has already been made at the starting line of the track and field event, Steve.
That's right. Oscar Pistorius, if you don't know his story, he's a double amputee. He uses carbon fiber legs. There's been lots of controversy. Should he be allowed to compete with these fiber carbon legs in traditional track and field events? He has been allowed to, and this was his first time in the Olympics, and he did quite well. He finished second in the first round heat of the 400 meters. He goes on to the semifinals tomorrow. If he's in the top eight there, he will make it to the finals, but realistically, even he has said just making it to the semifinals was his goal. He's achieved that. If he could make it to the finals, it would be remarkable. But just being on the track today, quite a historic moment. He received a huge ovation, very emotional moment at the track stadium today.
Is that controversy still surrounding Pistorius, do you think? Are there still questions being raised about whether those carbon fiber blades give him an edge over other runners?
I think people have just decided to let it lie low. He's not going to give up his fight. He's going to compete, and I think the battle has pretty much come to an end. There might be people who still feel it's not fair, but he is being given the go-ahead. The courts that rule sports have allowed him to compete. The Olympic Committee has said he can't compete. And let's be honest, if he started to win these events, if he started winning gold, silver, or bronze, there might be some controversy. But even, like I said, he admits himself, making it beyond the semifinals, very, very doubtful. His time today, excellent, but not among the top eight in the fields.
So history already made on the track, and of course people around here, particularly Steve, are excited about what's been happening in the pool. Bethesda, Maryland's 15-year-old Katie Ledecky. What a story.
Amazing story. You know, we were talking about that 17-year-old, that old woman, Missy Franklin. Here comes a 15-year-old who wins the 800-meter freestyle. And then you have someone else in your general area, a guy by the name of Michael Phelps.
Who?
Tonight, his swan song. He will end his Olympic career as part of the U.S. medley relay team. He will swim the butterfly leg. And the U.S. really a big favorite here. The only way you would think they would lose, unless one of the other teams has a remarkable performance, is if they jump too soon from the blocks and get disqualified. But Phelps, if everything goes as planned, this should be a perfect Hollywood ending. Phelps winning the gold, wrapping up his Olympic career. He would win his 22nd gold medal tonight. Oh. I'm sorry, 22nd overall medal tonight.
Right, it would be about, 17th or 18th gold, something like that?
It would only be his 18th gold medal.
Oh, only. Right.
Two bronze and two silvers mixed in.
All right. Lots to watch, as always. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
My pleasure. Take care.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman with us live from the Summer Games in London.